Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back here for the 7 o'clock hour. Joel Quenneville, Coach Q, will join us coming up here in less than 20 minutes from now. Talk to him. Panthers back home for one against the Avalanche on Friday night. And then they're going to hit the road for a while. We'll talk to Coach about his recent road trip, and not great starts, but able to get some pretty decent finishes and get a win and lose a couple of shootouts, actually, but still picked up a point in those games. So we'll talk to them about that. And, of course, last night, if you're a baseball junkie, you got it. Last night, Astros beat the Yankees, and the Nationals close out in four the Cardinals. And of course, the other news coming out is the NFL official. By the way, how ironic, why everybody's sitting here bitching around the country. Every national show yesterday was ripping officiating. Some guys were going at it pretty good, and it's not that bad, and people are making too much of it, and guys are calling each other out. It's always amazing. You get a hot topic, and everybody feels differently about it. A lot like LeBron and China also blew up yesterday, and he finally said, I'm done. He should just come out again and just say, listen, man, I'm about saving my money, because honestly, I'm going to make more money in China than all the rest of these guys. So you know what? I took a shot at the general manager. I don't want to know. I always love all of a sudden all these guys are not educated. All these guys are educated on everything in this country, but they're not educated on one simple thing in China and what's going on. And you know what? It's funny because money will do that to you.
Well, that's it.
Money will do that to you.
I saw someone on Twitter yesterday say it's a perfect time for Dwayne Wade to retire so he doesn't have to get in the middle of any of this.
Oh, Dwayne's glad. Like, damn, I am so glad you guys are going through this and not me.
Because you think about everyone who has the business or the restaurants, like you said, or something out there, and the minute you comment on this, I mean, not only that, but did you see the video of what jersey they were burning?
Yeah.
It was the Heat jersey. It wasn't a Laker jersey or a Cavs jersey. They had a ton of Heat jerseys burning, and it was all the LeBron Heat.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, he didn't see it, though.
Of course he
sees
not.
Everything. No. I love LeBron. He sees everything and hears everything. But he didn't know anything about that. He didn't know that was kind of a national story, what was going on. And look, they don't care. When they talk to the guys, they don't care about the average guys. They're talking to five or six stars led by the guy that's out there in front, along with two head coaches, one in Golden State, one in San Antonio, yeah, that have been very outspoken about everything. And then all of a sudden, everybody realizes all that money coming in from China.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody feels a little differently in the name of money in their sport. And
it only would have been better if LeBron would have come out and they would have asked.
But everybody knows. Like, I mean, they don't have to say. I know Dave Hyde had something with, you know, and everybody's having fun with it. Like, yeah, I'm going to keep my mouth shut, and so will everybody else at every level in the NBA, and we're going to take that damn money, all right? And we don't know what's going on. We have no idea what's going on over there.
Right.
We're basketball players.
That's all
we're
do.
Just basketball players.
I'm here to play basketball for Lakers. Hollywood, do we have LeBron's comments?
That's why I wanted to kind of clarify what what my thoughts was and what my words was. So that tends to happen with me. I understand that, and I know – that every word that I say is going to be broken down on however you feel or you see. I said it, so it comes with the territory, but that's okay with me.
LeBron,
whatever that was.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell that was that he just said. Everybody listen to every word.
Well, it's taken out of context is what he's saying.
Right,
he didn't actually say that. It's just all taken out of context, and we skew his words however we want to fit our narrative.
Yeah, not this time. Maybe, and by the way, that has become the great go-to line, right? That's not exactly what I said, and we're sitting there listening to him go, that's what you said.
You took my words and what I said out of context. That's
well, he spoke about said. It yesterday at practice, and he goes on, and he starts talking about his school that he has in Ohio and how that's like his mission and all the good stuff that he does.
Has nothing to do with
it has nothing to do with this.
Yeah. we're not taking away from all the good things you do, and LeBron does do a lot of good things. But this one,
it wasn't taken out of context.
No, people are saying you can't pick and choose what social issues. Like, yeah. If you're either for human rights, or you're against them.
Right. I just
you took my words out of context, but I do have $5 burger days at my restaurants in China.
You know,
just
you,
in case.
You know what is funny too? Like, he's usually ready on most topics, and this one, as soon as it came out of his mouth, and you're like,
oh, this is
LeBron. This is. He even went spiritual on the whole thing. Like, you threw out, like, and you're going, huh? Tell what?
How
we could have been in danger. Huh?
How quickly did the text come from Rich Paul? LeBron, shut up.
Yeah. You expect this from LeBron, right? But you don't expect it from guys like Kerr and Popovich. Like, you didn't expect them to be puppets for the NBA.
Well, it's incredible.
That was surprising.
It's incredible. Nobody knows what's going on over there.
Yeah, that was the worst of them all, man.
You know what? We're basketball players, and that's what their basketball. They love their basketball. We're basketball players. We're the best basketball players in the world, and we have that in common. We have huge fan bases over there. And, oh, by the way, I got one big-ass shoe contract with it. And, by the way, about 20 restaurants over there, too. And they are selling a lot of my merchandise in those NBA stores over there. Yeah. Anyway.
At least LeBron was honest about it, right? All I care about is money. Kerr, oh, I don't know what's going on over there.
Yeah.
Mr. CNN.
Mm. Well, those guys.
The guy's got to comment on every news story that's going. But that one, he has no idea what's going on.
Yeah. Well, that's where they get hurt in all this thing. They said they want to focus on this country and not that one. I go, okay, all right. Well, anyway, we got all that stuff going on, and the officiating, which everybody had an opinion on, and everybody agreed it's really bad. I don't know. Is it really as bad as it's been? I just think they keep adding stuff. And once again, I think a lot of people, when this started, I think of a handful of people said, this is a really bad idea, this pass interference review. And I know you have to do something because the Saints owner and their head coach is really upset and is jumping up and down going, we need to do something. This is terrible. And so, all right, we hear you. All right, we're gonna review it. And then apparently the review of a pass interference is different than a normal pass interference. So if you think you see pass interference – and they don't call it, and you throw the flag, you're probably, unless it is as bad as the call, it was one of the worst calls ever, the one in the NFC Championship
game. That was bad, but what's worse now is what's going on in the NFL now. Well, that was bad, and that was terrible.
When everybody goes, when coaches go, that's the most important thing, and fans too, but coaches go, I'm not sure what pass interference is. You have to help me. Apparently, when you guys sent all that stuff back, we missed something here because we're not sure what these penalties are. But we know they're not good for the game, and you got to help us out. So I had asked you 56022, like, what do you do, man? And of course, I love it. The Saints come out and say full time officials. Oh yeah, that's going to take care of everything. Full time officials. What the hell are they going to do all off season? By the way,
I would love to know that plan.
Like, all right, this week is all about holding, backside, front side, holding, hands in, hands out. Did they let go in time? Is it towards the player, away from the play? Everybody just says, because it's really easy, is a full-time officiating.
What do you do from the second week in February until August 1st?
You can't go out on the field. Like, all right, today we're going out on field. We got a team that's coming in. They're going to run around real fast. And what are you going to do? They can only work the games when they're there, whether it's a practice or a game. The league shuts down for a long time.
They're going to make him work at the combine, at the Senior Bowl.
So I wasn't sure about that. So full-time, just some of the things that everybody's writing about. Younger officials, which I don't know. I know we do have some 60-year-old guys running, and they do put in. You want to hear something crazy? They actually, on officials, they can tell how far they go. They actually have – they put these things on them. Some of these officials go 10 miles in a game.
Yeah, it's a lot.
That's running, stopping, getting in position. You know, some don't have to move as much as others.
Others have to run all the way downfield.
If you got
to
go sideline, you got to follow a takeoff down the field. You got to do a little running. But that's incredible. 8 miles, 9 miles during the game. Hell, I'm trying to get 3 miles in every day.
Get those steps in.
Sky judge? Does sky judge take care of everything? Do we just need to loosen up on the calls? Do we need to blow up the whole high-tech replay system.
Imagine if they went back to that and they just blew up all the technology.
No.
We're going back to the way it was.
Technology doesn't go backwards. No. That's not going to happen.
We'll have robots out there. That's what's going to end up happening.
It's
young robots.
Anyway, they were backpedaling yesterday. They didn't have a lot of answers. Well, can you? We need your patience. We know we just put this PI in recently. It's only been 6 games. Can you give us some more time? You know, we can change everything. This could be a 1-year, one-hit wonder. So just be patient. Of course, the other news, Ryan Tannehill gets a start. We knew it was going to happen. I thought it was going to be injury. I didn't think it was going to be poor play by Marcus Mariota. We got to go to break here because we're going to flip over to the ice with Coach Quenneville. Joe Quenneville will join us when we come back. We'll have more with him as he's only going to be home for one game, just Friday night, and then they're going to be hitting the road for a few games.
Yep. All right, we're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. It's time for the Coach Quenneville Show. It's brought to you by Checkers, Old Munchin, German Restaurant, Bratz Wiener Schnitzel, potato pancakes, pretzels with mustard, and lots of German beer. You get all this and more at Checkers, Old Munchin, German Restaurant in Pompano Beach. Coach Q, good morning. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Great. Good morning, guys.
Great to be with you, Coach. Thanks for joining us here early. And by the way, we love people get up early in the morning, Coach. So the fact you're up and you're ready to go, we do appreciate it. We got a lot. It's been comebacks and some nice comebacks to pick up some points. So that's the good news. Third periods have been real strong. The slow starts, though, haven't been. So how do you look at it when you talk to your team with both those things?
Well, we had I think our starts have been all right. It's probably our lull late in the first. And second periods have been tough for us. We had the one game at home. We were no good in the first, but for the most part, we've been starting okay, and then we put ourselves in a decent spot. But we gave up a couple goals early in that second period, the last game, and it was like, okay, we're down 4-1, and it wasn't like we're getting dominated at any stretch. And, you know, getting a couple in that second period certainly turned the game around. But I thought we had our best period of the game or the game in the third, and the best period of the year. The other day in Jersey, and so now we're looking back, and we feel like we had really good third periods coming back in all three games in a road trip to come back plus one over 500. We feel that was a good trip, but I still think that playing the perfect game from start to finish is what we're trying to target and get to and improve upon. And I think that we still got a ways to go in getting there. And I think that when we do play a complete game the right way, we're going to be in good shape.
Coach, I always wonder, for a new coach, you've been through this before where all your guys are getting used to you and your system and how you want to play. How long, I mean, it doesn't just happen overnight in any sport. How long does that take where you get comfortable from line one to four with what everybody can do and they know what your expectations are?
Well, I think that's always going to be a work in progress where, you know, you got certain lines that are going at different stretches of the season where there's ups and downs. But as far as knowing how we want to play and playing the right way, we try to make the game as simple as possible. And I think any system is going to work if the guys are playing all out and they're competing and they're doing the little things right. I think that's kind of the way we expect to play systematically as well. So it's a I think right now we want to make sure that everybody's playing fast as they can and quick as possible, and that way we're gonna get the puck more, and then we feel offensively we should be able to handle it well. But as far as the time constraint on it, you know, I don't think we're reinventing the game. We're keeping it as simple as possible, and I think that. But we really did see some progress and some predictability in our own end, and all of a sudden we're starting to get a little bit more familiar with our line mates. And I did mess around with the lines there probably first five games a little much, you know, trying to get a little bit more from everybody, but trying to find out the right combos. And then we went back to it late in the fifth game and in the sixth game. I thought staying with them for the most part was effective. And that Troches line had a really good game. And Connell had a special night as well, or special day. So that nice to see the contribution offensively from that line. And so we're getting a little bit of balance throughout our lineup.
Coach, let me ask you about that. I wanted to talk to you about it. I always wonder, you talked about playing around with some of your lines. Is that more about your gut when you see or you don't see something? Or does it come from coach recommendations when you make that change? I mean, you've been doing this a long time, and you got guys with you that you know well. How do you treat that and to make that decision?
Good question. Sometimes it's gut. Sometimes you try to reward guys for their performance and maybe enhance the quality of their ice time as well and the quantity. And sometimes you take it away from some guys. I think every game is different, and I think as you get a little bit more familiar with guys in different situations, we've seen more different situations now, so it's good that you're getting to find out who's going to be effective in that challenge. Be it, you got a 2-goal lead or you got a 1-goal lead late in the game or late in periods, or you're coming from behind and you're trying different things. But I think merit is probably the best way that you get a little bit more. Then again, I know players like to play with who they're familiar with, and that as a line, we'd like to see them stick together. The longer they stick together, that's right. Always a good sign as well. So we don't like playing around as much as possible, but certainly on a need basis, in certain games, you don't like the way things are going, and we'll mix it up.
Coach, what was it like playing the matinee game? You've almost had to correct yourself a couple times talking about that game, and we did also.
We thought you were joking. We saw that time.
No, honestly, when the promo hit, Monday morning when we came in here, and it was like, oh, the matinee game. I thought that maybe the promo was wrong. I couldn't believe it. But what was it like playing kind of the matinee game on Monday?
Well, it's a holiday, and we felt that we got a lot of afternoon games this year, and I think as a player, you get up, it's kind of the routine for a practice type of day or practice timing. And but I thought we started on time in that game, and then as the game went on, we're down 4-1. And I think as players, and coaches, we don't mind playing the afternoon. We'll play any time. We had 8:30 starts in the past at night, so it's you get them all. Sometimes you get 11 a.m. And, as players, you just do what you got to do. And I think I don't think the players mind playing early games.
Coach, I want to talk about a guy we never talk about. Mackenzie Weegar, what has happened that he's become such an impact player? What's he doing so well? He's sitting there with 2 goals, 2 assists. He's like a different guy. What has happened with his game, Coach?
Well, give him credit. You got to love the way he competes. He brings a lot of energy to our team. He's got real good passion about, his preparation and how he goes about the game. But I think his involvement offensively in the attack at the point in the offensive zone, he's got a good shot as well. He's adapted to playing as offside. Started with Strawley, now he's with Eck, and I think that that pair has been outstanding the last, 3 games they've been together. So it's been fun watching him work, but he he does a lot of good things, and I think that basically him involved in the attack helps him play defensively, and I think that he's getting growing in his confidence, very handy with the puck. It's nice to have that ingredient coming in off the rush and off the point in the offensive zone, like another forward out there, and I think that he's gaining more confidence in those areas as well, and I think that, we liked what he brings our team, and he's gotten off in the last game. I thought he had his best game, and it's been fun watching his progress.
Coach, I want to ask you, for some reason, hockey guys are really good guys, and they get team. They play well together. Have you ever had – I think all the coaches' shows through the years that we've done with all of them here, everybody's going, man, I got a great group of guys that work hard. Have you ever had a guy coach where you go, man, that guy's a pain in the ass. I got to get rid of – that guy's got to go. He ain't fitting in. That's one Russian dude that just doesn't – have you ever had that? Or all those guys like coach, I'll take care of this. We'll take care of it. Come on, guys, let's go. Just amazing how good.
I think this group really does get along great, and I think there really is nice chemistry amongst all the guys, and the players fit in well. I think everybody contributes to the team camaraderie and the excitement, be it off the ice or going into games. It might not. Some teams are a little quieter than other teams, but right. I think as long as you're competing, you got each other's back in situations on the ice and off the ice as well. Is healthy, and whether there's an ugly duckling among the group or not, I think everybody gets along, and I think you got to be respectful for that. And I think every team, there's one guy that gets picked on a little bit more, and I think that's all fun, and I think that's all part of the rah-rah with the guys that they have, whether it's in a situation between periods or on the bench. I think they have a good time with that.
Well, at some point, one of the reasons I bring it up, because we see in other sports, there's going to be guys, it's human nature, a little bit, I don't want to say pout as grown guys, but guys get upset when you tell them, hey, we're going to keep you out of this one tonight, and, you know, the old healthy scratch. How hard are those to do, and do guys usually understand, or do you get into pretty good debates with those guys? How's that work, Coach?
That's always challenging. I think that as we go along here, I think that, you know, it's, whether it's the same guy for a stretch, that can be tough. But I think as the players, I mean, the one thing you want to tell them is, you know, when you get in this situation, do everything you can to prepare yourself to get back in, and we don't want to visit this again. That's usually how we talk about it. But we feel that, you know, whether you're carrying 20 or 23 or 22 guys like now, it's a, you know, there's two guys every single game that aren't playing. Touch wood that that's going to be a good situation going forward. But we're sitting here, you know, I think that those guys are important to the health of your team, knowing that they push guys, they're ready to come in, you know, they're looking to come in, and they don't want to get out either. So it's healthy having them around. I know when it's your time to be one of the guys that gets called not to play, not easy.
Right.
But it's a competitive business we're in here, and the opportunity is still going to be great, and it's a long season. And things change quickly in our business, so you keep a positive attitude in that tough couple of days stretch, or however long it can be. But I feel that it's important that these guys stay positive as best they can, and maybe work extra hard to make sure that they're ready when they do get the chance to get back.
How are you grading out Bobrovsky so far through six games? I know five. He's been five so far, but how's he grading out for you?
I think he's been good. I think he's been fine. I think he's. It was nice to see him battle back in a game like the other night. You know, we're down in the situation there. We're down 4-1, and he made a couple key saves. We had him in our end here for the whole 2 minutes, and made some big stops there to keep it at three. And then all of a sudden, we get ourselves back in the game. And sometimes you think, oh, what do you want to do in that situation as a coach? And I love the way he battled in that tough spot. And, you know, he had a couple of outstanding games, some huge saves, and, you know, it's still early in the season, so, you know, we love the way he's preparing. We like the way he competes. I think as a teammate, you got to appreciate what he's doing in the net, and so he's been fine. We've been pleased with him.
Coach, another guy, real quickly, Barkov. You see him. We've talked about how good he is. He doesn't have any goals. Do you worry about that? I know his all-around game and ability to pass and everything else. He needs a score, though, correct, at some point? I mean, you need some big games. I know, though. You feel that way, or are you okay with the way he's playing?
He's been all right. I think Barkey, I think, as a line, we feel like that group offensively and possession-wise has more, and I think that, you know, we did move that group around over the beginning part of the season to see what would make it click, and tried some different things and putting them back together late in the Buffalo Islander game. That was, you know, they got going a little bit there, and I think last game they were fine as well. So we feel that we need that group to be leading our group, whether it's generating or with pace. So we feel that it's a matter of time before those guys are going to be, you know, not just leading our team in nice time, and but effectiveness and doing the right things as well.
Coach, you had to tell any guys, just between us, you ever had to tell any of those guys, like, hey, Barkey, you really good. Shoot the puck! You ever have to, hey, guys, I appreciate you got great skill. God, we've seen it. Shoot the puck! You take the shot. Don't make that pet. Is that pretty normal in the league that you got to let guys like, hey, don't be afraid. That's your shot. I like the odds when you're shooting it. Do you have to do that from time to time?
Yeah, sometimes you say you don't. You add another word in there before you say shoot. Okay. Yeah, and and it's like I mean, we might overpass in some real nice situations around the net. So it's a. You know, I think as line mates, sometimes you want to feel like, oh, okay, maybe he's got a better opportunity, or you're trying to share it. But I think there's certain times when we want to think that, hey, this is the quality that we've been looking for. So let's not look for the better play. But that's a thing that we've been maybe a little guilty of as a team early.
Weird schedule coming up. You got Friday, Colorado at home, then you're at Nashville, then you're home again versus Pittsburgh, and then four on the road. Just a weird kind
That's right, that Pittsburgh game sneaks
right in the
in
middle
it.
Of this whole
That's a hot
little,
ticket.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but a weird schedule coming up, but Friday night at home at the BB&T Colorado in town. Coach, best of luck coming up on the homestand for one or two games, then four games on the road going up to Canada. Good
Thanks,
stuff.
Thanks, Coach.
All right. All right, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, Coach Quinville Show is brought to you by Checkers Old Munch and German Restaurant, Bratz, Wiener Schnitzel, potato pancakes, pretzels with mustard, and lots of German beer. You get all this and more at Checkers Old Munch and German Restaurant in Pompano Beach.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us today?
Yeah. Well, more good news. If you think this segment sucks, we're going to make it better at the end because we have a giveaway.
Everything's a little better with a nice giveaway.
Right.
Especially
everything.
This segment. Here we go, guys. Gronk basically made it official yesterday. He was on WEI. He was taking calls and doing his media rounds again and basically made it official that he's done and not coming back this season, which is good to hear him say because he's taken a good enough beating, I think, and
you know,
he'll be back week 10.
It is amazing as good as he is and was and the way he played. I mean, he's going down as one of the great tight ends of all time. His all-around game was just phenomenal. That he just – he really – like the pain and stuff.
Too much.
He got out. Plus, I think he's getting in a business where he's going to have a chance to make that kind of money, to be honest.
He's going
to
be all over the place. And if he could polish himself a little bit talking-wise, you don't think that one of these pregame shows is going to take him?
If the company he's working for hits a jackpot, he's going to be just fine.
All right. Hey, he said that the CBD stuff he's using fixed all his concussion problems.
That CBD stuff is
But it said he fixed everything. I don't have any problems anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not, but
hey, listen. Good for what they're paying him, I'd be screaming CBD.
Right. You're right.
All day.
Why not?
What else you got, Woody?
All right, guys, we got a big event that might be coming to Hard Rock Stadium. Formula One might have the new Miami Grand Prix coming in May of 2021 if the Miami-Dade Commission signs off on the deal here. Hard Rock Stadium and Formula One estimate the race would have an annual economic impact of $400 million.
Wow.
It looks really cool, by the way. Did you guys see the pictures?
Yeah, I did see the pictures. I got to tell you, it's incredible that one stadium can do so many different things. So I no longer go, are you sure that's going to work around that stadium? First of all, he's still got about as many acres as any professional franchise that we've ever seen going back to Wayne Huizenga. Literally bought, I think he bought the Turnpike. We just didn't know it.
Oh, wow.
He's got the property from that to University.
That's why it's 12
across
bucks
the street, side. So, yeah, I guess it really comes down to Miami Gardens if those people want it or not.
It's a lot to do right there. All I saw yesterday on Twitter after they made this announcement, or Garfinkel came out and made the announcement, was a lot of people writing to Garfinkel, where are we going to have to park for the game on the Turnpike?
Yeah.
Considering what he does with the parking lots and how it goes
Well, nobody
around.
Knows that Stephen Ross bought like 6 miles of the Turnpike. There's now a new road where you're going to have to go over the top of the Turnpike.
Right. It's a spaceship. You're parking a spaceship now. That's it. No problems for anyone. We're good. Just leave the car here. We'll beam it up. You'll be back later.
Man. It is incredible, all the events. If he gets this done.
He is one hell of a businessman.
He's doing a couple concerts a year.
Yeah.
Couple huge soccer matches or
friendlies. Friendlies.
We've got Miami Dolphins.
Right.
National championship.
Right.
Semi game coming up. Super Bowl coming up.
Miami Open.
Miami Open for.
Don't forget about the tennis.
Basically 3 weeks. Two weeks of tournament, week to warm up, get everything going. With record numbers last year. Anything else?
Oh, a big race, maybe. That's it, yeah. Whatever else he could fit in there.
I'm going to tell you. Those owners got to be, how do you do that? How do you do all those events? Jeez.
Who's laughing now at the $1.1 billion sale?
That's why he's got a sports company, too, that goes with his team. What else you got, Woody?
Have you guys by any chance heard that there's an issue in college basketball with these shoe companies?
No, what's that? breaking news. Play the breaking news thing.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
Nobody ever mentions it, though. They're paying those colleges so much money. They're going, well, it's not really. I mean, you've got a bigger issue in Adidas and Nike. And, yeah, okay.
Well, we got a post from the official Kentucky men's basketball account of Coach Cal holding up a pair of brand new $5,000 Air Jordan 3s that were gifted by DJ Khaled.
Wow.
Now, $5,000 is just an estimated resale price. That's what you'd have to pay for them right now if you wanted this really rare pair of shoes.
But?
So that's what the going rate is.
So you have to help
You can't
me
actually
out.
Buy like, them.
So yeah. So he's now a big fan of Kentucky, too?
Sure, yeah.
Well, everyone not? Is.
Everyone is. Drake, everybody.
But why not tweet out that you got a pair of $5,000 Jordans?
Yeah, that helps.
I got to tell you, that entertainment business are the worst front-running sports fans of all time. It's
ever,
not even close.
Ever.
1 minute, they're 305, and the next minute, no. Hell no, they're good. And they just go... And I don't know if Drake kind of started the pioneer of going everywhere.
Yeah, he was the first one.
Well, funny you should bring up Drake, Joe, because Drake gave Coach Cal a couple of pairs of Jordans last year. He gave him a pair of the Kentucky OVO Air Jordan 14s, which were valued at $25,000 on a third-party auction site. And he also got a pair of the...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Kentucky Madness Air Jordan 8s, which were valued at $40,000.
Well, you know what? That's just what the second highest paid coach in basketball, college basketball needs.
He needs that.
You know what? And make sure you send a pair to poor Coach K, too. He probably needs them, too.
Can I ask a dumb question? Do you wear a pair of shoes that are worth $40,000?
No.
You just put them
up? If you're Coach Cal, you do.
No.
I guess.
Yeah, no, he's making. You're probably right. Anybody starts making, $700,000 a month, that's
right. I'm just saying, you get gifted a $40,000 pair of shoes.
No.
You put them on a shelf?
For you and I, no way.
Yeah.
They go, matter of fact,
a box.
They go in a box or you put them up next to all your other sports stuff.
Yeah, and memorabilia
and put
in the
a
office.
Glass around them. Don't touch.
Cal wears them around campus. He jogs in them.
Wow, that's amazing.
Those players better not sell an autograph, though.
By the way,
yeah, be careful.
Boy,
be on probation 20 years.
You know what? Wood, that's a great point.
Death
right
penalty
there.
For your school
Can
if you do
imagine
that.
If he was to give them though, some of the top players there? But it's all right to give the coach.
Right.
Well, as long as they don't sell them,
by
they're
the way,
good to
man,
go.
Great point. Great point by you, Woody.
All right, I got a trivia question for you
Frauds.
Guys here.
Uh-oh.
And I think Joe might be able to get this one, but there is one team.
Many.
Well, it's a baseball question, Joe.
Oh,
I know you like baseball. There is one team in Major League Baseball now after the Nationals that has never reached the World Series.
Oh, man.
The Nationals, of course, were the Expos, and so they've made it now. After yesterday, there's one team left. They play out west.
Angels.
Very west.
Seattle.
That is correct.
I was thinking Ken Griffey Jr. and those guys got there. Martinez and a young
A-Rod.
Randy
Johnson, remember
and
with
they
pitched
did.
For that team?
They
no.
did not
no.
make it.
No.
They were actually up in the championship series, 2-1, and they ended up losing.
Oh, they choked it.
We'll tell you, that was one of the most enjoyable teams to watch. Junior jumping over the fence and before he started having all those injuries.
And Randy pitching, right? Wasn't Randy a pitcher for that team?
They had a team. I didn't even think that. You got me.
Oh, got that one right.
I have one more stat for you guys here as we go to football for this one. This came across Twitter, and I found this to be interesting. Bruce Allen's winning percentage with the Redskins is .364
Oof.
Over his tenure there. If Bill Belichick lost the remaining 10 games this season, then went 0-16 for the next 23 years, his winning percentage would be .368. Still not as bad.
That's amazing.
But Bruce Allen stays getting paid, man.
It would take him 23 years. Belichick has coached 25 years in total, 20 with New England, 5 with Cleveland.
That's why. 104 years old.
All you have to do is be the punching bag for the owner, yeah. Take all the hits.
Get cash.
Be the greatest yes man of all time. As long as you're not getting hit directly and Bruce Allen's the guy, the fall guy. David Sampson did that a little bit for Jeffrey Loria. Right.
I think I found my calling.
So, you like, if you don't mind, you get big checks. Big checks.
Like big checks.
And you got to take a little bit of the hit that you have no clue what you're doing.
I could do that probably good, yeah.
So, and you're in. That's it.
Adam Gase needs a guy like that.
What do you got one more for me? You
do? I do, Joe, and I have the ultimate bathroom reading here for you coming up.
Oh,
Tiger
no.
Woods.
Oh, you cannot beat this my SI.
Well, this is going to be
Canseco
good.
No, the Canseco book.
Tiger Woods is writing a book. He announced Tuesday that he is writing his first ever memoir. It's going to be called Back. I don't know if that refers to his recovery from his back injury or his return back to golf. There's a lot of meanings for the word back there. But it's that Tiger said it will trace his journey through the 2019 Masters win.
Oh, he's not going all the way.
But he's not going back to, like, the Perkins
waitress? Wait a sec.
His story should be included in it.
So I mean, he's got to go back to banging them 9 at a time when he was.
That would sell.
It's starting from the beginning going up to the 2019 Masters win.
I like
that. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that's definitely.
I'm all in.
I will get it, and it will be in the restroom, and I'll get through that real quickly. That's a good one.
Wow.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
All right, you want to be nice to the people?
Oh, anytime you got something good.
Riptide Music Festival, powered by Ford, is coming to Fort Lauderdale Beach November 23rd and 24th. This year's event, headlined by multi-platinum recording artists The Killers, also appearing in the 1975, K-Flay, Fuel, Real Big Fish, Soul Asylum, and more. Get details and tickets at RiptideFest.com. But if you're caller 5 right now, you get a chance to win a pair of one-day GA tickets. 305-567-0560. Caller 5 right now wins a pair of general admission tickets to Riptide Music Festival.
All right, you ready? Talk a little Tyler Hero with Ira.
Always ready to talk Tyler
How good
Hero.
Is that 13th pick?
Very good.
That 13th pick, this is the greatest preseason tease we've had.
Let's just hope it bleeds into the regular season.
Listen, there's no reason. Everybody, all those veterans are saying there's no reason. This guy works, man. He gets after. We'll talk to Ira Winderman about that coming up next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!